and let us see how Padre Pio prays for the conversion of sinners. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we present to you a series of short talks on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker. And we ask you, do stay tuned so that you can see what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. We also wish to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for all of your support. And with your help, we're able to continue this Padre Pio apostolate. If you would like to help us in this apostolate, then do like our videos, share the videos with your friends and colleagues, help us to grow this channel. And if you haven't already, then subscribe to this channel and click that reminder bell. And here in today's talk, we're going to have a look at Padre Pio's special role as an intercessor. We're going to see his technique, or the very words he uses in his intercession. And this story is taken from a letter that Padre Pio wrote to Padre Agostino way back in 1915. At this point, Padre Pio, his health was bad, he had to stay at home, so he wrote these letters to his spiritual advisor. And Padre Pio says, "Oh God, where are my thoughts flying to? Because what will become of your unfortunate children, my brothers who deserve your punishment? Only you know, O sweet Redeemer. And how many times have I seen your face indignant with these unhappy brothers and sisters of mine? And at this point, my blood freezes at these times when I see your indignant face. My blood freezes with dread when I think of the eternal torments and punishments of hell." So we can see Padre Pio has a lot of empathy for his brothers and sisters, you and I, who are so much in need of his prayers. And then he says, "With trembling, with anguish, I always begged you and continuing to implore that your mercy will remove such a menacing gaze towards these unfortunate brethren." And here Padre Pio is admitting the mercy of God, but also he sees the justice of God. So both of them kind of balance up. "You have said, my dear Lord, that your love is as strong as death. And because hell is so much to be feared, therefore, my Lord, contemplate with your incomparable gaze our dead brothers and bind them to you with your strong embrace of your love. May all those who have died be raised by you, O Lord." Then Padre Pio adds, "O Jesus, Lazarus did not ask to be raised, but the prayers of a sinful woman did. They asked that for him, and he was raised." And he continues, "My divine Saviour, here is another sinner pleading for so many who are dead, who likewise are unable to pray for themselves, for their own resurrection." So he's taken this from the gospel and he's applying it in his own life. "Only you know, my Lord and my King, the painful martyrdom that these many Lazaruses cause me. Call them with a strong cry, so powerful that it will give them life, and that at your order they will come out of their tombs of their deceitful pleasures. Do this, O Lord, that we may bless you and the richness of your mercy." Then Padre Pio adds, "My dear Father Agostino, only now did I realize that I am writing and not just speaking." So this would be his typical prayer that he would have said. "For God's love, that is for charity, please do forgive and feel sorrow for these who have this sickness of heart. Even more so because this disease they have been struck with and it is of itself incurable." And then Padre Pio adds, "After you had exhorted me to offer myself as a victim for poor sinners to our Lord, I have made this offering of myself, and I always renew this offering. So how is it possible that our Lord will not attend to this request for the salvation of these people I have offered, even my life, and yet the Lord allows me to continue to live. So was the Lord not pleased with the sacrifice I have offered of myself, my whole self, to Him? And here we can see the absolute conviction of Padre Pio's plea. He's offered himself that God will help these sinners overcome their sin. And we'd like to also encourage you, do enroll your Mass prayer intentions. We have a Mass every Friday, which is dedicated to Padre Pio. You can enroll your intentions for this Mass. You can just watch the video on the end screen how to do this, and or you can click in the video link below.